This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday there was every indication Russia was continuing to plan a full-scale attack on Ukraine following its recognition of separatist regions in the country's east.
With well over 150,000 troops and fighter jets and attack helicopters. Many units are now forward deployed in combat formations. They are out of their camps in the field and ready to strike.
The NATO chief called the movement of Russian troops into Donetsk and Luhansk a further invasion of Ukraine following Moscow's annexation of Crimea in 2014.
We have over 100 jets at high alert, and there are more than 120 Allied ships at the sea from the high north to the Mediterranean. We will continue to do whatever is necessary to shield the alliance from aggression.
He said that the alliance's response force remains on high readiness but not yet being deployed, although some allies are moving troops, ships, and planes into the Baltic states and near the Black Sea to defend other NATO members. EU members on Tuesday agreed a package of new sanctions against Russia that aims to inflict severe damage on the country after its recognition of breakaway regions in Ukraine, the EU foreign policy chief said. The 27 members of the EU unanimously agreed the measures at an informal meeting in Paris on the sidelines of an international forum, according to Josep Borrell. Find more at voanews.com, or you can always follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is